And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going to spend a few minutes here doing the second part of the Triple Dipper. Boomer, you got a sound effect for this one. So just hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. Love that one. That's one of my favorite sound effects. All right, listen, I got a series of these. I'm just going to go ahead and run them between now and the top of the hour. And I'm going to be honest with you, most of these are going to make you mad. Sometimes we get these Adventures in Woke World segments, and it's full of things that, you know, just sort of you roll your eyes or you laugh a little bit and you get a little peeved. Some of these are going to make you mad. For instance, I mentioned it a while ago, but here's the more details. First story, Fox News, dated today. Montana shamed as residents vote no on a measure to protect babies after they're born. Unimaginable, some say. Since conservatives on Twitter tore into Montana residents after they voted no on a Republican-backed referendum to ensure medical care for babies delivered alive at any point in pregnancy, including those delivered after botched abortions. On Election Day, Montana voters were given the option to affirm or deny Legislative Referendum 131 being signed into law. With nearly all the votes in as of Thursday afternoon, the AP called the race. With 95% of the vote in, 52% of Montana residents voted no on the referendum. If residents had voted yes, the referendum would have enacted a law guaranteeing any infant born alive at any stage of pregnancy protections as a legal person, and would impose criminal penalties on any healthcare worker that did not provide adequate medical care to the babies. Pro-life Twitter users were outraged that Montana voted to deny the referendum, accusing the state's residents of voting to let babies die. I'll just read you one of the many, many comments. I'll tell you what, I'll read a couple of them. Pro-life activist Abby Johnson was disturbed by the results, saying, "I am horrified that even one person would vote in Montana to deny babies healthcare after they've already been born." And then defense attorney and conservative commentator Marina Medvin said, "Police are required to give medical care to homicidal maniacs who shoot at them. Society demands that convicted serial killers be given medical care and food in prison. But Montana says innocent babies should not be given milk or medical care. This does not compute." I agree. It's a woke world, man. How about this one? Going across our northern border into Ontario. Boomer, did you ever see the videos of the shop teacher at the Ontario school who teaches? He teaches shop, and he started wearing spandex shorts and a blonde wig and huge, like, gigantic watermelon-sized fake breasts. He's a man.
What?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
No way.
I mean, it's almost to the point that I feel uncomfortable talking about it on the air, but the videos are everywhere. All right, well, just so you know, it went before the school board. And you're thinking, okay,
good.
This is weird. I mean, by the way, it's not even like he's like, "I'm transgender. I'm trying to be a female." No, he's just weird. Like, this does not look normal. I'm talking about he's wearing prosthetic breasts that are literally probably bigger than watermelons. It's unreal. And it's a guy. It's a dude wearing spandex bike shorts, a blonde hair wig, and that. Well, the school board decided to affirm his right to wear those things to school.
What?
Ontario school board rules to allow male teacher to wear a giant prosthetic breast to school after a biologically male shop teacher began teaching class while wearing a blonde wig, tight bicycle shorts, and most notably, obscenely large prosthetic breasts. I won't describe them. The local school board decided that despite backlash, this attire would be permitted. Here's their quote. It's a woke world, brother. Here's their quote. "It is important to recognize the impact that dress code policies can have on members of the transgender community. Most notably, it is important for employers to make allowances to ensure these employees are able to express themselves in accordance with their lived gender." For the love of God.
Wow.
Photographs and videos started circulating on social media of an obviously male teacher wearing the blonde wig and massive prosthetic breasts while teaching a shop class. At the time, the school board stood by the teacher's right to dress that way, and ironically, the Ontario Human Rights Code policy that was relied upon in this case was really designed to prevent women from being forced to wear overly sexualized clothes, like, you know, tight dresses and that kind of thing. But no, it was never designed for this. But now an Ontario school board has said, well, we have to affirm his right to look like a complete loon in front of kids every day at school.
Oh, man. Okay, so I happened to just pull up the picture, and whoa, that's just disturbing and weird, like you said.
Yeah, like there's nothing. I would dare say that even the transgender community is by and large going, that's just wrong.
Oh, man.
Okay, the postmillennial, next story. You ready? Going across the waters here, a 72-year-old man has now been jailed in England for having served mince pies during COVID lockdowns and then later attempting to destroy the evidence. Okay. According to the BBC, Maurice Snelling, 72 years old, served mince pies and alcohol at the Cloudside shooting grounds in Staffordshire in December of 2020 when the country was in a Tier 3 lockdown. You can't have mince pie in a Tier 3 lockdown, which only permitted venues to operate as drive-thrus. Judge David Fletcher rejected Snelling's explanation that his CW12 post, I don't know what he's saying, anyway, which, that's a zip code, meant that he had not broken lockdown restrictions on the grounds he had only lived there in the area for 30 years and his trash was collected by a different, anyway, the bottom line was he was trying to argue he didn't think he was in the Tier 3. The judge says, I find it hard to believe he didn't know which lockdown tier he was in. The end result is this, it's stupid. So a 72-year-old man is going to jail because during a lockdown, he personally served mince pies as opposed to doing them through a drive-thru.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Now, man. I will say this. Apparently, there was closed-circuit television that would have been evidence, and he tried to get rid of the closed-circuit television feed.
Mm.
So that's probably what did him in. But nonetheless, the fact that he was arrested in the first place for serving mince pies. Yum. Have you ever had a mince pie?
Yeah, I have.
You like it?
Not really.
Is it? Okay.
Right, I mean,
right up there below haggis. Take that sheep gut. Haggis. Who thought that was a good idea? Take that sheep gut, stuff it full of everything left over, and fill it up with blood, and then call it,
I had one of those haggis pies, but I didn't know it was a mince pie. I just thought it was a little
pecan pie, like a little Debbie.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, hey.
This is not right.
something went bad in here. All right, how about this one? Biden's been trying so hard to buy votes. He just tried so he was going to give free money to all these people that are struggling through life. They don't know how to get by because their student loans are so awful. It's just, what do we do? I know, let's use taxpayer dollars to just wipe out their debt because they didn't know what they were signing up for. Well, first of all, do know this. Separate story, I don't have it in my hands, but I'm looking at it on the screen. You'll be happy to know that on Thursday, yesterday, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman ruled that Biden's executive action was unconstitutional because Congress did not approve the sweeping plan. In fact, the judge claimed it was one of the largest executive branch overreaches in the history of the United States. You go, Judge Pittman. However, prior to knowing for a fact that a judge was going to rule it unconstitutional, which, by the way, the Biden administration intends to appeal, BasedPolitics.com did a poll of 1,250 individuals who have already applied for or intend to apply for relief from their student loans to find out what they're going to do with the extra money, and was it really hard before that? Very interesting. Overall, 73% of the applicants say they are likely to spend that money on non-essential items. But I thought it was so they could put food on the table. I thought it was so they could pay their rent and make sure the power bill stayed on and help Granny with her late-in-life expenses and, you know, stuff like that. Nope. 52% said they're going to buy new clothes. 46% said they'll go on vacation or eat out more. 44% said they're going to use the money to buy new smartphones. 28% said they'll use the money to buy drugs and alcohol. 27% said they'll likely use the money to do a little more gambling. Great. Wonderful. That's awesome. Also, 40% of the potential recipients of the student loan bailout said their student loans had not been negatively impacting their lives. They're just glad to have free money. And only 28% said that it had been negatively impacting their lives at all. Yeah. Okie dokie. Gosh, I got a stack of stories here. We're not going to get through them all, are we, bud?
Nah.
It's not going to happen. Because top of the hour, we got the band back together.
That's right.
That's right. Boomer and the Birdman here in a few minutes. New York Post. Here we are in Adventures in Woke World. New York Post. Billionaire Ken Griffin slams woke ideology in schools as crushing for kids. Dated yesterday, New York Post billionaire Ken Griffin slammed woke ideology at schools across the U.S. as crushing for children and griped that his own family even got caught up in the mess. He said, my children went to a phenomenal school in Chicago, but their indoctrination in woke ideology was crushing. He moved his entire headquarters of his hedge fund Citadel to Florida from Chicago. Donated $100 million this year. Can you imagine being able to donate $100 million to political causes? To Republicans, by the way. In a video on Monday that was obtained by the Post, Griffin revealed how even his own kids had been affected by liberal policies in education, since they came home very confused, he said, about whether or not the United States was even a good country. They came home confused about what they could and couldn't say to another student who was Asian. He said, my son was reprimanded for telling an Asian student that he was good at math because they called it stereotyping. It's unbelievable to see how it destroys the minds of children who are otherwise innocent and good and don't think about these kinds of things. He said, but now they live in Miami. He said, watching them transform here in Miami is perhaps the greatest gift Miami has given my family. Wow. Wow. I told you the other day, but I got to reaffirm for you. Did you know, by the way, those of you in the military service, your Pentagon decided it was a great use of your time to do a climate literacy poll. This is important. Sure it is. Storyline from Fox News dated November 8th. The Department of Defense is asking thousands of active duty service members and civilian DOD workers if they have enough information on climate change to be able to do their jobs effectively. I don't know. I can no longer field strip my M4 rifle because I am concerned about climate change. I no longer know how to bore sight my Abrams tank because of climate change. I am concerned that I will not be able to dial in the mortar section, or never mind any idea of making signals, make comms. You know, I don't know. How do you do it? Climate change is scary. This is stupid. The Pentagon asked these and other questions as part of its 2022 Climate Literacy Pulse Check, according to a copy of the questionnaire reviewed by Fox News. The questions went out to thousands of recipients, and the DOD described it as a short voluntary poll that would be used to make sure the department is able to protect U.S. national security in light of changing climate conditions. Shut my mouth. I didn't even get into the U.N. climate summit that Biden spoke at today, nor the fact that the one good story I didn't get to. Apparently, all the ESG-related funds are losing money now.
Oh.
People are saying, forget you. I'm going elsewhere. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and the Birdman coming up next. We'll be right back.